Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dave McDowell. My guest here with me this evening is my wife, Linda. And we just want to talk about grace, mercy, and forgiveness, but not from the pulpit. You know, not theological, you know, sort of, but more of a practical aspect of, you know, how does it work? How do we enjoy it? How do we walk in the grace and mercy and forgiveness that God offers us? And then how do we channel that so that we use that same gifts and mercy toward others? But before we even start there, I just want to get, you know, kind of introduce our show and kind of where we are and what we're doing. We probably won't do this every show, but I think we're going to continue to do it for a while. So this is my show. Linda started it some time ago, but I'm taking over. I'll have her as a guest probably most of the time because she and I react so well to each other. We end up doing a really good job, I think. But what the main thing about this show is to make it very every man. That's the best term we can come up with. It's not two people who have all the answers, trust me. It's I certainly don't, and I think Linda would say the same. But we are searching. We are growing. We are trying to learn. And we want to share those things with others. We also want to encourage others to call in, to add their input and their thoughts, and we may have discussions. We may not agree, but spiritual growth comes by thinking and examining and asking God's Spirit to help us understand. And so we're open to any and everybody. You do not have to agree with us. We will listen. So, I don't know if I'm on there or not. This is it now. Sorry, a little technical glitch there for just a moment. But anyway, again, we just want everybody to know this is an open program. You may call in. Our number to call in is 646-787-1589. Feel free to interrupt us. We'll stop and listen to you and take your call as much as we can. But, again, we just want this to be a working session. I think that's the best way to describe it. And we hope you get something out of this and that some of the ideas and thoughts that we share with you will be practical for you and allow you to explore your own applications.
Well, and we're getting back on Blog Talk Radio, so sometimes we may have little glitches, technical things going on, kind of like what's going on right now. So we'll just keep on going and working with it as we can. What do you want to start off with saying?
Well, I want to talk about, let's start, like, again, our topic is practical grace, mercy, and forgiveness. So let's start there. What does grace really mean? For me, grace is that those things that God gives to me because he loves me that allow me to be more than I would be without him. And that's the best way I can do it. Let me give you an example. And most of us who've lived a few years will understand this. We'll have either seen it in others or experienced it ourselves. And that is a death in the family is like the perfect example. And I will share this from a very, very personal aspect. 7 years ago, a little over 7 years ago, both my mom and dad passed away within 5 days of each other. And it was during that time that I felt God's grace in that I was able to deal with things. I was under control. You know, I was able to help others deal with the loss that we were experiencing. all those things. And then sometime after the funerals and the services and taking care of all the things that go with that, making arrangements, then God allowed me to experience a little more of the grief in the way that I needed to. That was His grace. I have other examples where you just know that God is with you, that He's strengthening you by His presence in your heart or your soul, or however you believe God is with you, and that that's His grace, and that it is unlimited. God doesn't withdraw His grace because He's mad at you. He doesn't, you know, He gives you what you need at the time you need. So if there was a one-sentence for me definition of grace, it would be God supplying me. And I'd stop right there. No ifs, no if I'm good enough, you know, or I've earned it, or it's just God's goodness to me. Then let's talk about, you know, let's go to mercy. Mercy to me is God's continuing to work with me even when I mess up. There's never this judgment. There's never this feeling of He's turned His back on me, He's mad at me, He's upset with me. No, He just reaches down and says, hey, I see that you've fallen, you scraped your knee, here's a Band-Aid, let's move on. That's mercy. And to me, that's putting it in language I can understand. It's when we fail. It's when we haven't done good. And, you know, we maybe set a goal too high for ourselves or whatever the case may be. And the Lord comes to us and says, look, let's learn from this. Let's examine it. But let's not stay here. I'm here. It's okay. Let's move forward. And then forgiveness is an all-encompassing acceptance from God. That's my definition of His forgiveness.
And I'm just going to go through, you know, some definitions so that we can kind of work with it and see, you know, how it lives. Mercy is the compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone whom it's within one's power to punish or harm. And certainly, you know, some of that takes it back to God being this, you know, waiting on you to make a mistake. But really the mercy I feel that we get from God is that He is there just, like you said, supporting us. And, you know, even when we, most of the time we have to take account. It's something that we've done in the first place. We've messed up. And a lot of times I think we have a hard time saying that I've messed up. And it was my fault in taking our own accountability for us. I think His mercy is in those periods when we've fallen or messed up of our own doing, that He just picks us up and says, okay, well, you kind of hit your bum on the ground now, work on it and keep going. And then with grace, I think it's, you know, and I think the definition everybody's kind of heard of or is familiar with is His unmerited favor. Like we don't, it's nothing that we've done to deserve this. It's just like He gives us this, these little gifts along the way or shows us divine favor in periods where in our life it's not that we've messed up, that we've not done good or bad or anything. He just, I like to say, downloads this divine favor at different points in our lives, which we need. Then filling us with a little more power to go through and a little more strength when you're at the end of your rope and you don't know what to do or how to do it and you feel like you have nothing left, He'll just supply you with a little more strength to make it through another day. Something is just that. And then forgiveness being
all right, we're looking at the technical glitch here.
Yeah, and forgiveness is just Forgiveness is.
Hold on just a moment, folks.
We do it, maybe. We have to put that out. We have to put that.
I did.
Oh, did you? Okay, well, let's take it off. We'll see how it goes.
To move forward.
Oh.
This should be right.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I kept that with Alex Hamill. And this is.
That's so bad. You were in the episode when she started in about 5 or 10, 15 minutes.
You what?
In the episode and start with her. Right, we can keep going and just see what happens.
I don't know.
There's a long pause if somebody's listening to it.
You want to say it? It still happens to you.
Okay. That should show us where the show is. Yeah. We're going to have to keep going on that. This will be one of the episodes that we got a little bit.
Yeah, let me just play it.
Yeah. You want to keep going?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know how to edit it then. Let's go back to the thing, and this is what we can do. So, you want to go back.